You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Researchers said they've discovered a batch of apps that were downloaded from Google Play more than 300,000 times before the apps were revealed to be banking trojans that surreptitiously siphoned user passwords and two-factor authentication codes, logged keystrokes, and took screenshots. The apps, posing as QR scanners, PDF scanners, and cryptocurrency wallets, belonged to four separate Android malware families that were distributed over 4 months. They used several tricks to sidestep restrictions Google has devised in an attempt to rein in unending distribution of fraudulent apps in its official marketplace. Those limitations include restricting the use of accessibility services for sight-impaired users to prevent the automatic installation of apps without user consent. In other news, scientists in South Africa have identified a new variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. Within days, the World Health Organization gave it the spy sci-fi name Omicron, and because of the abundant smorgasbord of mutations in its spike protein, the nanomechanical tentacle that attaches and cracks into cells, science alarms started going off. The things scientists don't know but need to figure out is how efficiently does Omicron move from person to person? Can it evade immunity conferred by prior infection or by vaccines? Does it cause more serious illness? But just how at the onset scientists knew very little about Delta, they'll need the same patience to understand Omicron. And a new buzzword is haunting the cryptocurrency world, play to earn. The term designates a category of increasingly popular games that leverage blockchain technology to reward players with digital objects of real-world, or at least crypto-world, financial value. One such game is Axie Infinity. It's a blockchain-based video game where players collect and level up collectible Pokemon-like virtual pets called Axies. Represented by NFTs, players' Axies battle to win cryptocurrency tokens, which can in turn be used to breed new critters. The game isn't about the game, though. It's about the economy. Players that are time-poor but capital-rich rent their digital assets to other players who are more time-rich and capital-poor. And thousands of wealthier Axie Infinity players have been renting out their Axies to other players in return for a 30 or 40% cut of their earnings.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.